Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. And today we're going to go down to the DCU again and the world of the crappy comic universe. Maybe this is a good one, right, Frank? What are we doing?
It might be. Today we're doing the Suicide Squad, not to be mistaken with Suicide Squad,
which that though really changes it.
That changes everything. And so I don't know, this is maybe a reboot, a sequel, not quite sure what this
is. One of those, like, you know, they do like lately where they sequelize a reboot. Like they don't mention the first one.
Exactly. But the synopsis for this one, straight from our friends at IMDb, is supervillains Harley Quinn, Bloodsport, Peacemaker, and a collection of nutty cons at Bellevue Prison join the super-secret, super-shady Task Force X as they are dropped off on a remote, enemy-infused island off Coto Maltese.
It's directed by James Gunn, who's from, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy fame. It stars, the main three stars are really John Cena, Idris Elba, and Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
And they play Peacemaker, Bloodsport, and Harley Quinn.
Yep.
And they also on the team, they have Polka Dot Man and Ratcatcher 2.
Yes.
Who's the other girl. And I found Stallone's the voice of King Shark.
King Shark, yep. King Shark. Yeah.
But they call him by his, like, prince name. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. And Rick Flagg. I forgot who plays Rick Flagg.
Oh, yeah. Rick Flagg's in it.
Yeah, he's in it. Yeah.
And
he's back in
it. Sorry, all you Jai Courtney fans. You don't get a lot of him.
Yeah, so we're gonna say this, spoilers right now. So if you want to see this, you know, spoilers, because this movie is one of those movies where you do have to say that when you watch it, you'll know why. So if you don't want to hear anything, tune out now. Go watch it and come back, because we're not gonna care. We're just gonna talk about this movie right now.
So the plot, pretty much, you said, is really what happens.
Like, it really is. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
What's kind of going on is, like, there's like an overtaking of the government, and there's a new president installed. And the former government was working with the Americans on, like, this top secret project on this alien starfish looking thing.
Yep.
And the Task Force X is supposed to go in and secure, like, data on the starfish thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, John Cena has his own mission to cover up the Americans' involvement in it.
Yes. Yeah. Because basically, so I think you said a Peacemaker, John Cena's character is basically an overindulgent Captain America, a psychopathic Captain America, where, like, basically peace is worth killing his own friends over. Like, he doesn't care, because that's the only mission really is that. But yeah, that is pretty much what it is, which is one of the good things about this movie, is that it's very straightforward and to the point. It doesn't really waste your time. Like, you know, I know in the other original Suicide Squad, it kind of jumps around a lot. Like,
there's a love story going on between Rick Flagg and the witch girl, and it's just a lot of crap. There's also the whole side story of Margot Robbie, Harley Quinn and Joker in the first one.
Yes, there's a lot of crap in there that basically distracts from the rest of the movie that you want to watch.
It's all gone in this one.
It's all gone. It's very streamlined, straightforward, and it works to its advantage. Because the movie, believe it or not, it's fun. It's rated R, so it's bloody. The violence is, again, it's comedic to a degree. It's definitely funnier than the first one.
Oh, yeah.
And this is definitely way more entertaining. I really can't really pinpoint. There's a couple of good scenes, but, like, overall, the movie just works well as an overall piece, a single piece of film, right?
And the characters in this one are way more truthful to their source material. In the first one, like, Joker, I'm not even getting into the Joker.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
Harley Quinn's more of, like, a weirdo than she is, like, a psychopath.
Yes,
and this strong in the first one.
Yes, and this one, at least the characters, like, you can watch them, and, like you said, like, they're not just unbearable, like, they feel like more like the comic book counterparts that they play, right? Like, in the first one, they're just insufferable watching it. It's insufferable. Like, it's all over the top. She's, like, giggling and laughing half the movie. Like, it's just stupid. Like, at least in this, like,
she's,
you said,
like, she's a cartoon for, like, you know, the one from the anime. It doesn't work in a movie.
Yes, exactly. At least it's more, like, toned down, more like bare bones, but it works in its favor because, again, it's so many outlandish things happening in this movie that, like, the fact that they're more down to earth actually helps it a lot. And even, like, you know, John Cena, Idris Elba go back and forth. They have a kind of a goofy thing going back and forth. But it's fun, though. Again, it's only good fun.
They both basically have the same superpower, which is to be, like, expert marksmen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, they have, like, a competition the whole movie.
And again, it's good. Again, there's all these little things about make it, like, unique and fun. Like, and I think it feels weird and annoying. I think some of the characters in the first Suicide Squad movie were, like, off-putting and just weird. Like they do that here, but you'll see what they do with it. They kind of change it up a bit.
The fire guy is, like, so stupid in the first
one. Yeah, exactly. Pyro, I think Pyro his name is.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Yeah, exactly. Those weird characters, like even Jai Courtney's character was like okay. But he was more like funny than cool.
Yeah.
Like I didn't care about his character. Like, you know what I mean? He was kind of goofy, funny,
And
but like
this
that was it.
and then the croc looked horrible.
Almost
At
horrible.
least
That was
King
stupid.
Shark looks good in this one.
Yeah, and they kind of give him something to do. Like King Croc is just like at the end, he's like, I'll go, and like he
Oh
just
yeah, for
does
the
it.
swimming scene, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Like at
In
least
this
this
one,
like.
like, he does a lot actually, King Shark.
They give him like some characterization in the film, like
Yeah.
more is going on. Again,
He's basically
overall.
Groot. Like, let's not like beat around the bush. He's Groot.
Yeah, it
He says
is. It
like
is
simple
Groot.
lines and like
Yeah.
hungry and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But
That is not.
he's like endearing.
Exactly. They try and make him like fun. Like
Yeah.
obviously they try to make him a bit edgy and because they go like eat everybody. But like that's part of like what they're trying to do in the R-rated like Suicide Squad movie, right? But overall, yeah, overall this movie kind of like it just hits the right marks, right? Like the action's not like the special effects are actually like really good. The ending set piece is really, really, really well done. Like, you know, it doesn't really drag anywhere. There's enough fun and action throughout the movie to keep you entertained. It gets a little sentimental and sappy here and there, but that's what any superhero movie is going to do, really, to some degree. So you kind of it's kind of unavoidable. But I think they did the best they could with like trying to tone that down and just make it more of a fun ride than anything else.
One thing, since we already gave you the spoiler alert, I just want to say, like, all the characters in the trailer are not in this whole movie. So
Yes.
don't go
Yeah.
in expecting, like, to see, like, what's his name, Pete Davidson in all movie or anything. You're
Yeah.
not going to
Yep.
get him,
And
sorry.
I really thought again we said spoilers already, but I really thought they were gonna hold off all the big kills for, like more towards the end,
Yeah, no.
and
It
no, and I did that, that's the
is
big
funny
you
what
know,
happens, though. It's absolutely hysterical.
exactly yes, it's hysterical, that's the thing. Nathan, what's his name? He plays
Oh, Nathan
TDK,
Fillion
yeah, Nathan
detaches his
Fillion,
arm. That's one of the
it's
best bets in the
great. It
movie.
really is funny. It really is good. Like again, the movie,
So is Michael Rooker's.
Michael Rooker's great too. Again,
Yeah, just go screaming and running.
It's just great. Again, it did a lot of things right that the first one did wrong, like
Yeah.
really wrong. So, you know, it's a fun movie. It's
And
overall
you
fun
actually
film.
feel like all these actors and like and as characters, they have chemistry in this movie. Like the
Yes,
first one, it's
yeah.
just like it's like this cast couldn't stand each other.
Exactly. Yeah, and maybe that was the point. Maybe that's what the director was trying to go for, because it was a darker movie.
Yeah,
Like
it was.
they lightened it up after they shot it. But what was it? David? No.
David Ayers.
David Ayers, he wrote a very serious, dark
Yep.
movie. Like, that was the whole point. It was supposed to be kind of a dark and depressing film. It wasn't supposed to be like, they made it all like lighthearted and like goofy and like upbeat
And the
and, you know.
studio actually recut the movie because they
Exactly.
were
That's what
like,
I'm.
no.
Exactly. But unfortunately, though, the second half of the film is a dark and foreboding and
Yes.
horrible movie, which is what makes the whole movie kind of strange. But yeah, that's for another
It's also
review.
missing a lot, the first one. Like, action scene. It's just a lot wrong. The special
Yeah.
effects are bad.
Yeah, oh, they're really bad. It's too many. It's like again, they were running out of money, so they had to like just make do with whatever special effects company they could
Yes.
get their hands on.
But one thing I will say about Suicide, it is very much a James Gunn film.
Oh yeah, all the jokes
It's
are there.
very much on par with Guardians of the
All the
Galaxy.
needle drops of like the music and everything is there. Like
Yep.
yeah, oh it's absolutely a James Gunn movie through and through, definitely.
There's like his name is all over this. The way it's filmed, the dialogue, like you said, the musical score.
Yep.
It is a James Gunn movie.
Yep. Which again, I'll take this sort of like lighthearted R-ratedness over something like more darker or try and make it more
Yes.
serious, right? Because I think these movies don't really work when they're too serious. The characters don't work when it's too
Well,
serious.
the
You've got
characters,
to have fun with it.
there's a giant shark man run. Like, it doesn't work.
Exactly. You can't make it serious. Like you
No.
have to kind of make it fun, a little lighthearted. It could be rated R. It could be dark and like brutal. But the movie itself has to have this kind of like whimsical kind of flair to it, where you know it's not taking it
It
that
has to be
seriously.
self-aware. And this movie definitely like knows it's in on the joke of like this is kind of stupid. Like
Yeah,
the monsters,
exactly.
the main villain is a giant starfish.
Exactly. Yeah, literally, it's a giant fucking walking
Big
starfish. Like,
star.
it
Like
knows.
it's like
Yes, exactly.
yeah, it's from
Exactly.
the comic, but like for James Gunn to make this actually work somehow,
It's a miracle because no one else could have done
it
this.
really is.
Like,
Like
no
it
one else could
works,
have
and it's
made
just
this
so
a villain
stupid.
actually work in a real way. That it was like, oh
Yeah.
wow, it actually does work as like a big supervillain at the end. You know, it's
And
not
there's this
completely
joke where like
stupid.
Polka Dot Man keeps seeing everything as his mom,
Oh
which is
yes,
probably the
yeah.
best joke in the movie.
Absolutely,
Because like
absolutely.
James Gunn, like he doesn't overdo it, but he times the scenes perfectly.
And see, James Gunn knows how to tell a joke because there's
Yeah.
something we and Chris always talk about, like setup and punchline. Is that he actually sets up this joke
Yes,
throughout the
yes.
film until the giant punchline at the end, and
Yeah,
that's
with
the
the
whole thing.
starfish. The
Exactly,
goofiest fucking thing, it
exactly.
really
And it was
is.
the whole thing. They didn't wait to the very end just to pull that joke out. They were
No.
building it up throughout the entire movie, so you know when it's coming. It's perfect when it happens.
But let me ask you this. Do you think this is John Cena's breakout role? Like, is this the one that you think makes him that Hollywood star?
I don't think this is the one, but I definitely do think that this can add to, this can be a lead up to the one. I think it shows that, I think it shows again, once again, it shows that he can do action comedy.
Yes.
He's good at that. He's not good from what we saw in Fast 9, he's not good at serious
No,
films. He's
not
not
at
good
all.
at all. I give like Bumblebee tries to be too serious, like it doesn't work. But whenever he does something that's either funny or quasi funny, he fucking nails it. Like
Yep.
he nails it. Like he really does. And so I do think Peacemaker is in that vein of like action comedy. And I'm telling you, man, Mark, I'm saying it now. Like a new action comedy series is gonna come with him in it. It's gonna be a huge fucking hit. Like it's gonna be a
That's
big thing.
he has his own series coming out on HBO as Peacemaker.
Oh, as Peacemaker. Okay, so
Yeah, uh-huh.
maybe that'll be the thing that will like then add to like his making a movie, let's say, like you know, like a
Yeah.
feature film, like not that character, but another character, but, like he can hold an entire movie, or maybe a franchise with an action comedy bend to it. It'd be great to see him with like a partner, like
Yeah,
somebody
like a
else,
buddy cop
like a
thing.
buddy cop film. Be
Yeah.
perfect, like a perfect buddy cop film with him in it. Make him like the crazy Riggs guy, but like you know what I mean? Like give him some quirky little thing that he'll be. I think it would really, really, really work. You know, I think he has
He
that.
plays off of Idris Elba really well. Idris
Yes.
Elba's like dead serious. He's the only
Yes.
character in this movie that's just straight up dead
He's a
serious.
straight man. He's a
Yeah,
straight
he's
man
a
the whole
straight guy.
thing. Literally, he's a straight man. Like he's the one like looking at things like not believing what's happening
Yeah,
around
yeah,
him.
yeah.
Like
He's like, you
he's
have to
that
be kidding me
guy.
that I'm dealing with this right
Uh-huh.
now.
Exactly. Yes. Yep. So
And
yeah,
that was
I
like,
do think
and
this
I
can lead
think,
to it.
you know, it's funny because I don't think Will Smith would have fit in this movie the way Idris Elba does. But see, you know,
Yeah.
he's another guy that's like comedy and has to like
Exactly. Will Smith
overact and
he would
stuff.
slip into the sarcasm too much.
Yeah,
And slip into like the jokes of the, you know what I mean? Like the whole thing, like where he almost gets shot. He's like, "Do you see me standing here by the wall? You use that gun." Like he get like two in people's faces and stuff.
Woo,
Like
that's
yeah,
John Starfish.
exactly. Yeah, he's like, oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah,
Like you know what I mean?
roll back, yeah.
You can't. You know that's the problem with it. You need a straight guy
Get
for it.
that
Idris
spinning
Elba's a
close
better
up
straight
of
guy.
him where the camera spins around him and they're looking at the starfish and
Yes,
it's like
exactly. Yes.
has to be self-indulgent.
Yes. With Idris Elba, he knew he was playing a straight man, and he accepted it. Like he was like, "Okay, I'm gonna do that role," and
And it
that's
works with
it.
his personality and the way he acts, so
Yes. Yeah.
it fit
Yeah.
really well.
Yeah. It's literally this guy's walking like, "Why am I even like in this movie right now?" But it works for the character
He is.
because that's why the character is there. The actual Bloodsport is there. Like he doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to be doing this. Like he knows he's gonna die. Like he's just like it's the worst day of his life for him, basically.
But we'll be right back and we'll talk about all the action scenes in the movie. We'll be back in 10 seconds. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Frank, you want to start with fights?
Yeah, fights. I gave fights a 3 out of 5. There was not too much fight, too many fight scenes. But what is here is actually good because they actually build up to the fight scenes in this movie, and like some of the fight scenes you don't even see coming till the end. But what is there is actually pretty well done, and you actually care about who's fighting and what's going on with it. That's rare in most movies. Like a fight scene happens between a good guy and a bad guy, but they're all kind of bad in this movie,
Yeah.
so it's kind of like weird. But like they're all friends, but they're all bad, so the lines are kind of blurred a bit. But the action that is there, like. It's good. I don't know. It's not great, but I was thoroughly entertained. I can't say that it was like mind it was blew me away or anything. But like I was involved in it. I liked it. The fights with a Flag and Peacemaker, which is really good.
Yeah.
You mentioned the fight before, but the fight with the starfish people and everything is good too. Like what's there is competent. I wish there was more, but like I'm not gonna. You know, I've given less to worse before, so you know, I've been more to worse before.
Yeah, we have. I
So.
also gave it a 3 out of 5. Like, one of the things is like everything that's there is pretty good, but there's just not enough fighting.
No,
There's
it's
the Harley
not.
Quinn scene that's really good too,
That's
but
it. That's it. Yeah, that was the other big one that I liked with the javelin that she has and everything. It's
yes.
fun. It's a
But the other
fun.
part of that that like kind of was off-putting is like they have like these Disney sing-along cartoons flying around her while
Oh
she's
yeah,
doing
because
it.
she's like crazy in her
Yeah, she's
head.
nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, but it does take the scene takes a backseat to like more of like yeah, like a Disney music video than
It's
it
just kind of
does,
silly,
you know,
but the
like how like.
choreography's good.
It's good. It's really good. Yeah, like her, like
It's
the
good
fight
because, like you
scene
said in the
itself is
theater,
good.
Frank was like, "Why wasn't this in Birds of Prey?"
Yeah,
And
exactly. Because they should have been.
totally agree.
Those are the scenes they should have been. I mean, yeah, because Rosemary was rated R like this. They could have did it. They just
Yes.
didn't. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Stunts. I gave the stunts a 4 out of 5. There's actually a lot of stunt work in this movie, especially in the beginning when the first team goes in. The stunts all over. And there was a ton of stunt work.
Yes.
Explosions, people
Yep.
flying all over,
Yep.
fighting, there's things getting destroyed and people falling out of buildings. Like there's a lot of practical stunt work here. So I think it definitely deserves a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5 too for the same thing, because there's a lot of like killing and death in this movie.
Yeah.
And people die, a lot of people die in this film a lot of different ways, and most of those include some kind of stunt work in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's people falling out of a window or like getting set on fire or like whatever. Especially a scene where they walk through a camp that they think is bad guys and just end up killing all the people. And again, this just in that one scene, there's a ton of great stunt work going on, like left and right, with all the different death scenes that they have. So yeah, definitely 4 out of 5 for the stunt work in this movie.
What about shootouts?
Shootouts, I gave it a 3 out of 5 only because of the creativity, because of like Bloodsport, how he shoot, even Peacemaker, like the way they use their guns is like unique in this movie. Like, it actually looks realistic at what they would do. There's not just those boring like cookie cutter shootouts that they always have in movies where like they're hiding behind something and shooting in, they're hiding. Like, at least this was creative and I was excited and actually entertained by the shootouts in this movie. Even though there wasn't really a ton of them, there's not too much gun action going on. What is there, it's fun. It's actually really fun what you watch.
I also gave it a 3 out of 5 because, like you said, I also like the fact that, like, because they're competing, they're so on point with their shots, and they have to be creative about the way they kill people because they want to one-up each other.
Yep.
So there's, like, a lot of creative shooting going on.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no, like, actual, like, shootout in the movie where people are machine-gunning each other and stuff.
Yeah, the way the movie plays out, they kind of avoid that with different plot points of the movie. Like, it never happens where they ever meet, like, a giant army or something and they have to, like, fight.
It's going to happen army. A lot of times, but, like, something happens where it doesn't happen. Like
exactly.
Starfish sucks people or something.
Exactly. So it always kind of beats around that. But what is the, like Chris was saying, it's entertaining. It's original. It's not that cookie cutter like shooting in the woods or whatever, like behind trees and whatnot. Like, it's not that. So it's worthwhile.
Or there's no chase scene.
No.
So I skipped chase. It's like, yeah, there's some running and shit, but like there's no parkour or anything like that.
No,
car chase in the movie.
No.
You didn't get their hands on a car. Never mind.
No, they're on an island. They're on the island.
They're in the back of a truck at one point. That's about it.
Yep.
Then the truck driver goes and raids the building with them.
Yes, this is one of the best. This is why this movie actually really works. This is where like the comedy. This is what I'm saying about James Gunn. He knows how to tell a joke, man. I swear because
that joke of the guy nonchalantly in the background, like
it's perfect.
Like, main focus.
But he's always there with the bag, the plastic bag. He's like carrying it, and he's like, yeah, he was with us the whole time. He's like, who's that?
Who's Melvin?
Like, he just died for us. Like, it's really really great. The comedy
probably
really
one
good.
Of the best jokes. Besides the mother joke,
that's
one of the best jokes in the movie.
Absolutely,
this regular dude who just rages.
Dude, he's like flip flops and shorts on. He's just hanging out. It's awesome. It's so good.
This is regular like beach wear. He just runs in with them.
He just wants to help them. He's like a nice guy.
Oh man, it's so funny. Special effects. I gave a 4 out of 5. The special effects are actually really good. Like, this is a big budget movie, so. Hollywood film, like superhero film. So the special effects are great. The star looks really, really good. Big starfish, all the explosions and cars flipping and everything just looks great in this movie.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I give it a 4 out of 5. Everything looks great. Again, it's a big blockbuster movie, but it really looks good. And they're smart because they don't use special effects for like dumb, stupid things. Like the biggest special effect besides the giant walking starfish. Which does look really great, by the way. It's when the big building falls, but it looks real because
that's
they're not trying to make
it comes out, right?
Yes, and they're not trying to make it. It's in this movie they try and do stupid special effects like giant starships falling out of the sky or whatever. Like, this is like most really realistic how they try and do it. So it looks real. I mean, yes, it's goofy superhero stuff, but like they don't go too far where like it's just obviously stupid.
And a lot
like,
of practical,
you know,
a lot of the fires, explosions,
exactly,
all practical.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, overall as an action movie, I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
But as a movie with like comedy enjoyment, I think it does get a 4 out of 5 as like a movie. But you know, we're an action podcast, so I went with a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, same thing. For action movie, it's a 3 out of 5. Like, there's some great scenes in it, but on an action level, until the end, everything else is kind of a tame, very tame action movie, right? Until the very end. And like, but like you were saying, as a movie, it's a 4 out of 5 because it's just fun to watch.
Yep,
it's a fun ride. Like, you're never bored. You're never like, you know, like it's always entertaining. That's what I liked about this movie. It was always entertaining.
Well, the characters are like charismatic and fun to watch. Like, it's good.
They all feel fleshed out.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely recommend.
Probably, you know, probably my favorite DC movie right now.
I'm
thinking back. Like,
hands down.
I like Aquaman. and I like the first Wonder Woman, but this is definitely my, and I like Shazam, but this this is probably the few I'd watch again.
Yeah, exactly. You'd actually sit down and watch it all again. Uh-huh. Without, like, you skipping things or, because I like Aquaman too, but like I would skip a lot of that movie to certain scenes,
especially the end.
Yeah, exactly.
I go for more for like the middle where like they're fighting mm-hmm. the city and stuff.
Exactly.
Like,
yes.
Wonder Woman is just a good movie, but like if it's on, maybe.
Yeah,
it's just mm-hmm. more of a comedy.
It's a comedy, yeah. Again, it's a good movie, but it's more of a comedy, action, like adventure movie. It's not really like it's not an action film at
but
all.
But this is like really fun. Like this is like
yes.
This is a lot of this is in the vein of a Marvel film, a rated R Marvel film.
Oh, and also what I wanted to say too is that it's not afraid of being a rated R movie.
No, it's not.
And that's what I loved about it too. It's not afraid. It's not trying to hold back.
War.
Yes, and they're not afraid of it. Like even from the very beginning to the end, like they don't care. That's
going to a strip club at one point.
Yeah. And it's not gratuitous either.
No, it's not. Like, it's in the background.
Like there's a reason for all the violence in the movie. Like it's not just there because they want to have shock value. Like it's actually there for the story of what's happening. But yeah,
John Cena acts as the guy sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, it's good. So many
just nonchalantly walks by, just stabbing him. God.
But okay. So my first similar is Guardians of the Galaxy, the mm-hmm. first one. Did mm-hmm. you use that also?
That was one of mine. It was okay. Yes.
So
it's because it's too similar. It's too similar of a movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy is like a PG-13 version of Suicide Squad.
Exactly. Yes. In space with aliens.
The way the movie's filmed, the jokes, everything is
it's even the pacing as well. Uh-huh. Even the pacing feels a lot the same way also, you know?
Yeah. Soundtrack's almost exactly the
soundtrack,
same.
Soundtrack, yep.
Mm-hmm. 70s, 80s music.
Yep.
What's your second then?
My other one was The Expendables, the first one. It's the same thing. I'm talking about the old ensemble cast, the action with rated R. Like I got a lot of those feelings, especially at the end. The Expendables has a great ending. That reminded me of like this movie where the ending is just so good.
Yes.
Like the ending with Stallone and Jason Statham, the fighting scenes, all that stuff, like the Stone Cold stuff, all
Eric
of it.
Daniels,
all of it is great. Like and that's the movie where, like it delivers at the end. Like this movie delivers at the end, and The Expendables delivers at the end, and that's why I think it's very similar. And it's worth a watch if you like the Suicide Squad. Definitely check out The Expendables too.
My it's funny because their name is so similar.
Uh-huh.
Expendables is like yeah. Got a group of guys who's going into
dying. Exactly. Yeah. It's the same. That's what I'm saying. It's almost the same movie. And but they're both fun, though. They both. Expendables is another fun film.
Yes.
It's a fun movie. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren almost owns the movie.
Yes.
Maggot.
He wants to kill Jet Li the whole movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I went with the superhero comedy. So I went with the first Avengers, another ensemble mm-hmm. cast team movie mm-hmm. where it has a lot of comedy in it. But
yeah,
also a lot of like good action. And again, just like this one, is all special effects action.
Yes.
It's good. It looks excellent.
Yeah, it's good, exactly. It's well done. It's really well done. It's
and
not like
one thing
cheesy.
I really like that the Avengers does is like they know how to use team. Like Josh Whedon's really smart and he has them like teaming up on moves. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, mm-hmm. one guy will jump off the Captain America's shield to do another thing in Ricochet.
Yeah.
Like, I love how they do that in this. They don't really do that in a lot of other superhero movies.
Yeah, they kind of dropped the ball with Age of Ultron. They don't really do that there.
Yes,
at
they
all.
Do
like,
this one. Like, the whole end they're doing this crazy shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But in the end, I definitely recommend Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, it's a recommendation. It's a 3 out of 5, but it's still a strong recommend, though.
Yes.
Definitely.
So Mr. Axe is signing out.
Mikey Cranks, until next time.